Now, Ontasca are running a new pond project which aims to enhance the role that ponds can play in encouraging biodiversity. The project aims to enhance public awareness and mobilise community consciousness regarding the amenity value these small wetland habitats possess for biodiversity, water quality and climate adaptation. A pond workshop event will be held at the Ennis Men's Shed Garden on the Quinn Road on next Wednesday. I'm joined in studio this morning by Con Corry, who is Garden Supervisor at Ennis Men's Shed, and on the line by Phelim Harty, Ontasca's Pond Supervisor. You're both very welcome. Good morning, Con.
Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Phelim.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to talk to you. What is the background to this pond project, firstly, Phelim?
So the background was it's an Ontasca initiative, and so I'm their kind of external advisor as part of the project, and there's two other project team members working for Ontasca directly. And the project is what's called the Legacy for Life program that Ontasca are running at the moment, and it's got three prongs to it, basically looking at sustainability, sustainable food systems, and also this branch, which is the pond side of things. And so that's their basic focus with it. And so there's a number of distinct aims within that. It's generally to create an increasing awareness around the value of ponds, both within local authorities and within the general public, to gather demo sites from around the country, to assess other pond initiatives, and also to establish and adopt a pond process, and really to engage the public as much as possible in creating ponds, looking after them, minding them and valuing them for lots of many, many different good reasons.
Give us one or two of those reasons. We've been talking about biodiversity and sustainability a lot over the past 18 months, 2 years or thereabouts, and we have a special series on Clare FM as well called Ours to Protect. But what are the value of ponds?
Well, ponds are really a magnet for biodiversity. They're real hotspots for biodiversity, and they've been very much underappreciated. And so, along, it must be said, with many other habitat types, but basically they're kind of a hub for insect species and then for the birds and bats that come in and feed on those. So they're a real hub for all of those, a real hotspot for them. And so, just to put that in context, over the last 30-odd years, we've lost about 75% of our insect biomass around Europe. So if you can imagine looking at your plate and seeing that there's three quarters of it gone, you know, that's
yes.
The equivalent. When it comes to supporting all of the life that feeds on insects, you're basically looking at a dinner plate that's hugely denuded. And that's both in the air, on the ground, in water, all of those different elements. So anything that can be done to support biodiversity, insects, pollinators, all of those, is hugely important. And ponds play an enormous role in doing that. And in addition to the biodiversity element, they're also wonderful at sequestering and storing carbon from the atmosphere in different ways, building that up as peat within the base of the pond. And ponds and wetlands generally are very, very good at soaking up and storing carbon. And then they're also wonderful at hydrological regulation. So we know well in Ennis, for example, you know, we've seen the effects of flooding over the last 10, 20 years, and it takes quite a considerable toll on the built environment. And one of the issues within that is that in the entire Fergus catchment, what we've done over the years, we've removed habitat space. And once you remove habitat space from the land, you're removing storage for water. So when there's heavy rainfall, the water flows very quickly into the Fergus Channel, very quickly down into Ennis, where it can lead to a lot of problems with flooding. And similarly, in dry weather, we don't notice it as people as much, but in dry weather flows, you've got the corresponding thing happening, where when the rain stops, your river flow dries up completely, and that's very, very bad for fish and for all of the other life that lives within rivers and streams. And ponds are one of the habitats that we can reintroduce into our catchment areas in order to have an improvement in the wider hydrological cycle.
Very good. Con Corry's in studio, Garden Supervisor at Ennis Men's Shed. When, Con, did you get involved in this project? What exactly, maybe just first of all, are you doing down at the Ennis Men's Shed in terms of your bit for biodiversity?
Well, I'll tell you, the background in it is that when we got the beautiful site that we're in, which was the former landfill site, we looked around, and first of all, obviously, we had to get our workshop and buildings. But then we saw the potential of a little section of a field that was really a very soft marshy and overgrown. So we saw that as a potential area for our members that we could work in and farm an orchard and stroke pond and gardens. So from that point of view, we started off that way. A number of us had been interested in ponds for a number of different reasons. One was to create a little peaceful area where our members could meet up and relax and enjoy the butterflies, the frogs jumping around the place, possibly fish, dragonflies, and that's what has come to pass. So we were extremely lucky in that the County Council was very helpful with our ideas when we ran it by them. And especially Anthony Considine, who was the executive engineer on the site. And when we ran our ideas by him, he thought it a great idea. So we had intended starting off a pond, and then Niamh Wiley, who was working with the County Council and she's a development officer, put us on, after hearing of our ideas, to Burn Bio. So we got a grant from them and we started off our first pond. And the way we formed it was that we wanted to have an idea of a little island. So we made one pond one year and started sowing water lilies. And then we built another pond nearly circling around it, yes, so that we had an island in the centre. So now we have dragonflies and we have frogs all over the place. So it's interesting about the frogs. You know, the male frog, when he lets off a shout when he is in a good form, the females come from about 5 kilometres away because they're very good hearing. So there's a lot of activity on that. But we have recently now, we call it our 4th of July pond, because that's when it got filled with water. And in between that pond and the other pond, we have this little section that we called poetry and contemplation area, where we have a couple of benches. So we can hear the birds, we can look out at our orchard, the apples and the birds eating them. And basically, it's just a relaxation area for our members. But the ponds themselves, it's for now and for the future to attract wildlife. As I said, we have plenty of frogs now, yeah, different sizes, which we are thrilled with. And even the, you know, the fly life, it's lovely to see it. And what I was thrilled about there on the 3 or 4 weeks ago, while looking in at the pond, there was about 10 or 12 dragonflies, blue ones, and one of our members, it was his first time seeing them. So from that point of view, it's a very relaxing environment. But again, we're so lucky with the different members, you know, to be able to do it. We had to get the okay from the County Council and Anthony Considine. We had to find out about the grants from Niamh Wiley. But then we had to have great people like other members, like Pat Keegan supplied a digger for 2 weeks for doing a, yeah, roadway and all. So the whole idea of this orchard section of the field basically is to help biodiversity, but in a big way to help the well-being of our members.
Of your members. So you're sitting there, you're looking out at all your hard work, you're enjoying nature, and it's great for the for your own wellness and your, you know, just for relaxing, but you're doing such great work as well. Phelim, in many cases we would have wetland areas around our towns or wherever. I visited the Shannon Wetland Project recently as well, and they're natural, but you can actually create your own as well, like the lads have done down at the Ennis Men's Shed.
That's right, absolutely. No, there's lots of habitat around the place. And for the habitat that's around towns and villages, it's very important to have suitable protection for that. I mean, we've seen in Ennis that, you know, mistakes from the past, you know, we've built on floodplains to our cost, do you know?
Yes.
Whereas if we earmarked those as habitat areas, we could allow the river to rise and fall, flood into those areas, be part of the general wilding of the area around the town for mental health as much as anything else. And not to have the flooding that then results. But yes, it's very easy to build your own pond. So it's a very, very straightforward process. And one of the things that we've been doing with the Hare's Corner Initiative with Burren Bio is helping people around the county to put in their own farm pond. And so that's been a hugely popular endeavour. We're into round three, I think, of that process now. And that process is now moving from County Clare, and we've just rolled it out in County Mayo and County Carlow as well, with Burren Bio. So that's a very exciting process to watch unfold around the country. And even in back gardens, even very tiny ponds can be a hub for wildlife to come through. So stopping points for dragonflies and for various other insects and for birds to come and drink. So that can be a hugely enjoyable thing to watch from your kitchen yes. window, just to look out and see ponds in your back garden.
What's happening, so, Con, next Wednesday at the Men's Shed in Ennis? What's the plan?
Well, the whole idea is to welcome loads and loads of people and see what we have on site. And I'm sure with Phelan telling them that we've probably made some mistakes as well. And, of course, we'll be telling them about our future plans, that now that we have the ponds in place, one of the other things that we'd love to hear is the sound of water. So yes. we have a slat already, about a ton weight, that we got from one of our members, Michael O'Brien. So we're hoping that we might get a very generous donor of an elephant, that we could pump the water from one pond through the elephant and out his trunk. And just to start us off on enhancing our pond, our local mayor has promised us €1,000 for next month. So we hope to put in a little pump, and Tom Carey is assisting us in that and getting a solar panel. So we'll be showing him around the site. And of course, flowers come in so much in with the pond life as well. Irises and, as I said, the water lilies. So I hope they'll have a lovely experience and that they will start some ponds at home.
And that's all next Wednesday at the Men's Shed on the Quinn Road in Ennis. If you're going out the Quinn Road, as once you cross the river over the bridge on your left-hand side, you can't miss it. And registration via the Eventbrite website. So if you go onto Eventbrite and maybe just search for Ponds for Biodiversity Workshop, all the details are there. Con, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Con Corry is Garden Supervisor at Ennis Men's Shed, and Phelan Harty is on task as Pond Supervisor. Thank you both for coming.
Sorry to interrupt you, Pat. Just very briefly, we've had such a high interest in it that the Eventbrite page is actually completely sold out.
Sold out.
So what I'm doing at the moment is, if people want to email me at reeds@wetlandsystems.ie, I can put people on a waiting list if they want to do that. And there might be spaces around the edges, but basically the Eventbrite process sold out very, very quickly because it's been such a popular event.
It's great to see it.
It's wonderful. Wonderful to see it. But for people who... people who go on the website, if they find that it's, if they're wanting to register, the best thing is probably to email me directly. The email address is reeds@wetlandsystems.ie.
Systems and plural. Very
systems,
good.
Yeah, wetlandsystems.ie. And that's probably the best way to register at this stage, because we've just been inundated by the demand, which is wonderful.
It's great. Great to see it. reeds@wetlandsystems.ie, and there's a chance you'll be put on the waiting list. Thank you both for your time this morning. The best of luck with next Wednesday. Phelan Harty is on task as Pond Supervisor, and Con Corry is the Garden Supervisor at the Ennis Men's Shed.